This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Welcome to the October 12 podcast from Journal of Neurosurgery Pediatrics. I'm Natalie Pinchem. The topics of the articles featured in this podcast are oncology and hydrocephalus. Pegylated interferon alpha-2b for children with recurrent craniopharyngioma. A clinical article by Jackie Tao Yan Jung and colleagues. Following radiation therapy for craniopharyngiomas, permanent deleterious effects on behavior, learning, and endocrine function are common and can be devastating. An effective medical therapy that can defer or avoid the need for radiation therapy or salvage these tumors that have recurred would be of tremendous benefit. The authors previously reported on the efficacy of systematic administration of non-pegylated interferon against craniopharyngioma. The pegylated form of interferon lengthens the plasma half-life, resulting in sustained exposure and protracted activity. This article reports the results of using weekly injections of pegylated interferon in 5 children with recurrent craniopharyngiomas. 2 patients had complete disappearance of the tumor and remain disease-free 19 months and 10 years post-treatment. A 3rd patient had complete disappearance of the cystic component after 4 months of treatment and has a stable area of residual calcification 5 years later. The 4th patient had a 30% decrease in tumor size after 4 months of treatment, which was maintained for 8 months. A 5th patient has had stable disease for 6 months and remains on treatment. In conclusion, the use of pegylated interferon in children with recurrent craniopharyngiomas can result in significant and durable responses and potentially delay or avoid the need for radiation therapy. Large occipital aneurysmal bone cyst causing obstructive hydrocephalus in a pediatric patient. A case report by Brian Curtis and co-authors. Aneurysmal bone cysts are non-neoplastic lesions that typically occur in the long bones and spine. They often present with pain or swelling. Rarely, they occur in the bones of the cranium. In this setting, patients usually present with cranial nerve findings. It is uncommon for a cranial aneurysmal bone cyst to present with hydrocephalus. The authors report the case of a 16-year-old boy who visited his optometrist for a new pair of glasses and was found to have optic nerve edema and retinal hemorrhage. No neurological deficits were found on physical examination. An MRI of the brain demonstrated obstructive hydrocephalus due to a large expansile occipital bone lesion with fluid levels that effaced the 4th ventricle. Surgery was deemed necessary, and the patient underwent suboccipital craniectomy with total lesion excision. The lesion was entirely extradural and markedly compressed the cerebellar hemispheres. Histopathological evaluation of the lesion revealed an aneurysmal bone cyst. Following excision, the patient recovered without incident, and follow-up imaging showed resolution of hydrocephalus without tumor recurrence. The authors discussed the diagnosis, imaging, and surgical management of this interesting case. Thank you for listening. Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group podcasts are contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes to access all our podcasts and videos, all updated continuously. You can also follow the Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group on Twitter and now also on Facebook. To read articles published this week in any of our journals or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org.